Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of Skeptic Coffee Break, your short-form podcast designed for your coffee break or morning commute. My name's Robert Sasserich, your host. For today's episode, we're going to take a look at mental illness denialism. And I recently had a conversation with someone who insisted to me that mental illness, such as ADHD and depression, are just conspiracies by Big Pharma to sell more drugs. All you really need is discipline and you won't have a problem. Now, let me preface this by saying that the psychiatric field could be better. There are excellent professionals who use rigorous testing to come up with the best diagnosis and treatment plan. There are also certifiable quacks pushing pseudoscience and woo to make a buck. That's a problem in and of itself. However, to say that mental illness doesn't exist is simple foolishness. Given the current scope of our body of knowledge in neuroscience, the fact that these types of mental illnesses are real is not in question by the data at hand. Now, mental illness denial, I believe, was popularized by the Scientologist ideology. They use the same fallacies that creationists use to deny evolution. It's against their religious beliefs. To them, the actual causes are alien ghosts. Yep, that makes more sense. We also have a movement based on psychiatrist Thomas Szasz. These arguments are based around the abuses in psychiatry from the distant past. Well, it's true that psychiatry was a horrible practice 50 years ago. We've come a long way since then. Today we use science, neuroscience to be exact, to see what's actually going on and how best to treat it. In reality, though the study of modern mental illness is relatively young, it has a solid basis in neuroscience. From my experience, the best thing to do is find a science-based psychiatrist. It may take some work to find one, but just ask the basic questions. Make sure they don't prescribe herbs or other pseudoscientific garbage. Talk to them about the studies behind any medication they prescribe, and get references of peer-reviewed articles. If they're a good psychiatrist, they won't have any problem showing you the evidence behind their diagnoses and treatments. Otherwise, if you or a loved one has depression, ADHD, or other mental illness, don't buy into the deniers. See a psychiatrist. If you have a trusted physician, they may be able to refer you to a good one. Don't let it go untreated, no matter what people say. Well, that's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed your Skeptic Coffee Break. Come back again and join me for a cup.